Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
There's some breaking news. Kylo Quinn just declined his option.
Yes. Bam, 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 bam.
So maybe he knows that Bamba is coming.
Yeah, so what do you guys feel about that? 8-foot wingspan, can hit threes, Harlem kid.
I don't think he's worth it to trade up at all. I'd only trade up for Luka, Bagley, or Aiton, obviously. Not Bamba.
I thought you loved Bamba. I feel like a month ago he was like your guy.
I do, but I just don't think. Who are you going to give up? You want to give up the 9th pick? Frank?
That's what I'm saying. Like, also, if you take Chandler Parsons' contract, I think he's got the worst contract in the NBA. If you take that back, doesn't that mess up your plan to get Kyrie? Because he's on the books for 2 years, and Kyrie's a free agent next year.
That's the thing. Like, we should know better, or the management, management should know better. Stop taking on, like, these crazy bad contracts that teams are getting rid of. Just let it play out. Draft well, and then sign guys when you have the room.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think...
That's like, it's so against what Perry and Mills have been saying ever since they came on board. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, unless
something is like up where Memphis is just desperate to get rid of that pick, because like they're at four, they're kind of screwed, right? So figure 1, 2, and 3 are, let's just say it's Aiton, Bagley, Luka. Like, I'm not excited about the rest of the guys at four. So maybe they just want to get rid of the contract.
Yeah. I mean, but if they wanted to, like, if it was like Courtney Lee, 36, you know, 36 pick or whatever, and like another guy, like a young, like, I don't know, whatever. If we're not giving up like Frank or the 9, then I'd do it, obviously. But they're gonna want one of those. They're gonna want one of those for sure, I would think. If not, then they can kick rocks. But
unless they're,
I won't do it.
Well, two things. They could be very desperate. Just to get rid of that contract. And I heard through the grapevine that Memphis, you know, because they got Gasol and Conley, they want to win now. Like, so, you know, getting a Courtney Lee,
that's
who's like
a, that's,
you know?
That's so stupid. Win now in that conference with Marc Gasol and Conley?
But they
like,
kind of
no
have. But they kind of have to. They're you know, they have no choice. They got these guys, on these insane contracts.
Well, remember, like, how stupid we thought they were for giving Conley, who's injured like all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't he like the highest paid player in the NBA right now?
Yeah.
Or was at one point?
He's
so,
making
like
30
years,
a year.
Like,
he's making like 30 a year, which
I
is
think he's got a deal for 150.
Remember a lot of Knicks fans I know like wanted him for that contract. I was like, hell no, I'm not giving that to him.
Oh man, can you imagine if we signed him to that contract? I mean, he couldn't walk on the street. You know what I mean? Like, that's how bad it would be. Memphis, no one gives a shit. But, like, up here?
Yeah.
That would have been brutal, so kind of dodged the bullet on that one. But I don't know. I mean, listen, Luka and Bamba are probably the most intriguing prospects in this draft, in my opinion, for me. So Luka. if you trade up and you get one of those guys, you know, I think it's... a win, you know?
Great success.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, if we can get them, I'm down. But, like, as much as I like Bamba, like, I wanted him. I was just pissed that we won those games because, like, we would have been able to get him if we didn't, if we just, like, you know, tanked correctly for once. I'm not trading up.
Yeah.
I'm not trading
up. They didn't tank correctly.
Right.
So, how do you want to do this? Do you want to go, like, 1 through 10?
Yeah. How about... Paul, you say, we'll each say, you know, what we think the top 10 is going to be. It's probably all going to be, it could all be the same, but Paul, you go first.
I think, I mean, Aiton, obviously that's a given.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Unless something crazy, there's the biggest smokescreen and it's a dumb move. Two, I think they're going to go with Bagley.
Okay.
Luka, 3. Who's 3 again? Is it Atlanta?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I think like all the smoke right now is for Luka at 3, Jackson at 4, 5 Bamba. Is that's Dallas, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
6 is the Magic.
Magic.
Magic. I was gonna say Trae Young, but like I think his stock is dropping a lot.
To the point where the Magic won't even. I mean, they need a point guard so bad.
Yeah, I mean. All right, I'll still roll with Trae Young there.
Okay.
7. Who's at 7?
That's the Bulls.
Chicago.
Not Bulls.
Oh, that's right, the Bulls. Wendell Carter.
Okay.
8. Cleveland.
The land. Do they? Ooh. Well, I'm not gonna say that. Keep going.
If they don't trade, 8. Porter. Gotta be Porter because he's got the biggest boomer bust, and maybe that'll entice LeBron to play with like a young guy like that.
Yeah.
9. Unfortunately, I think it's gonna be Bridges, Mikal.
Okay.
And then
we stop 10, at 10? Yeah, let's just do top 10.
10, Lonnie Walker. He's like, I think he'd be perfect for Philly.
For Philly, yeah, I like that. I like that there, especially because
will just drive me nuts because I, you know, the pick after and in the division. So, yeah, pretty basic top 10, I don't think. But I think there's going to be so many. I think there's going to be a lot of trades and a lot of like random picks, like big surprises.
That's what I'm hearing. All right, Juice, go.
1 is Ayton, which I don't understand because I would take Luka number 1 overall, but whatever. They want Ayton. 2, Sacramento is like the one team. I don't know what the hell. Like, they're going to fuck it up somehow. They always screw it up.
Yeah.
Vlade Divac is smoking cigars, thinking of ways to fuck this up. But he's probably, you know, it should be Luka, but I think they're crazy. I think they're going to go Bagley.
Okay.
That's Bagley.
Okay.
Then 3, Atlanta will just dive in on Luka. Okay. They have to, right? Like, he's the best player. He should be going 1, and they're going to get him at 3. I'd be shocked if they pass on him. And then the rest of the way, like, I think there is a little bit of a drop-off where you enter in the unknown. I don't know. I think this is, like, where the trades could come in. But let's just say for the sake of no trades, 4, I think they're going to go Jaren Jackson, who I also hate because his father killed the Knicks in the 1999 NBA Finals. I remember him hitting all the 20 threes.
I don't even remember this guy said that
because, like, I remembered him, but I didn't put 2 and 2 together until, like, I saw it on TV the other day. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's
like,
his
that's
father.
Jaren Jackson. And I remember him. He just, like, sat behind the three-point line and would just hit dagger. He was like a Robert Horry, like a poor man's Horry. He would just sit there and just hit clutch three after clutch three.
He played anywhere from, I think, like 12 to 14 or 15 years in the NBA. And
he had
that
a long
final,
career.
That playoffs, he killed it.
He killed it. He killed the Knicks. I remember I was like, oh, my God, this fucking guy. Every big
And
series,
I remember watching the game. I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I have no idea who he is. I can't picture Jaren Jackson, like, at all. All I remember is, you know, the Twin Towers,
like,
and Avery and Mario Ellie.
He was like, he was weird. He was like, he had like a dad body. He was like 6'8", but he was like chubby. Like, he looked like a 40-year-old guy that just like played at the park. That was like sit behind line and shoot threes. That's all he did.
Yeah, and it's weird. Like, every time, like, they say the Knicks were down anywhere from like 12 and they just needed to get it under 10. He had the ball and hit like the big three to move them back up. The Knicks never got close. And that guy would hit every big shot. Dallas is at 5. I think Dallas at 5, what they should do is try their hardest to move up to 2 or 3 and get Luka. Because I don't know, everywhere I'm seeing Bamba at 5, but that's not what they need. They need to start, they've been bad for a couple years. Make the push. Go up and get Luka.
Yeah.
We'll see. 6 is Orlando. I think they're going to trade out also.
Wow.
because, like, I think they need to do something too. If they do stay, I think it's between Sexton or Trae Young. I'm going to say Sexton just because I think Sexton's better.
I was really impressed by him and his run last year. I think, so I'll say Orlando Sexton. Seven, who's seven, Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, the Bulls.
I'll say, Michael Porter Jr. there.
Okay.
Even though I hate Chicago. This guy.
Yeah.
He compares himself to Durant and Giannis. He's an idiot.
I know. I was saying earlier,
back and that hit scares me. I would stay far away.
Yeah. And like I was saying earlier, very, very punchable face.
Big time.
Yeah, he does. He's got a stupid face.
Looks like a pretty
eight
boy.
Eight is Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland, I think, will go Wendell Carter. I'll just say best player available.
Okay.
Nine. So I didn't say Trae Young yet. So I think it would be between Trae Young and Knox. I'm going to say, I don't know. At that point, I think they just take Trae Young.
If he's available, I think they might. I think they're gonna draft them.
They might do it because like they can't resist. The Knicks can't help themselves, right? And it's the ultimate boom or bust pick. Either he's good and can score at will, or he's Trey Burke 2.0. If Trey is off the board, I'm gonna say the Knicks go Knox, and then 10. And I'll go Michael Bridges. Hometown kid. His mom works for the Sixers.
Yeah.
He'll sit.
Okay.
And he'd fit in well with them, too. Good pick, Juice. Good pick.
All right. So I got these written down. We should do a little bet, you know?
Sure.
I'm going to go Ayton first. I'm gonna go Luka second. I think this is all just, you know, bag. You know, the rumors are Bagley, or they like Porter, or they like this. I think the whole time they've wanted Luka. You know, it's the Vlade connection. How the guy calling the shots? He's just from the same country as, you know, the best player.
Different country. Yeah, Luka's from Slovenia.
Okay.
And. Vlade Divac is from, I don't know what they call it now. It was Yugoslavia, but Yugoslavia broke up.
Oh.
Is it
Slovenia?
Montenegro?
Maybe it's Slovenia now.
Where's from? What's Vlade in like Peter Stojakovic? Weren't they Serbia, Montenegro? Like, aren't they Serbian?
I'm going to fact check.
Or Yugoslavian. I don't even know.
I'm going to fact check this right now.
Where's the social studies teacher? Where is he?
He's Serbian.
I feel stupid.
Serbian, Vlade.
Yeah, sir, that's what I thought.
Serbian.
Yeah, Monte. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was right. Pretty good.
So wait, are they like neighboring countries, though? Do they speak a similar dialect? What's the deal with that?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I can't speak.
They all look different because I know like, Page of Vlade, you got like that dark hair.
Right.
I think like the Slovenia, isn't that Luka's blonde hair? Like that's like Dragic. Those guys are like, they look a lot different.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not too far away.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they're kind of far away.
All right. Well, I still think Luka too. I'm going to say for Atlanta, I'm going to say Jaren Jackson Jr. I think they really like him. I'm going to just go straight through, no trades. I think there could be trades. It's supposed to be crazy, but I'm just going to go straight through. So four. Memphis, I'm gonna say they take Bagley. Five, I'm gonna go Bamba.
Memphis. Oh, okay.
Bamba. God. Six, I'm gonna say Trey to Orlando. They need a point guard badly. And who was it that like said that like he sucked at the workout? Oh, it was the Knicks, right? His workout sucked or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, what do they mean? Like that could all be smoke. You know what I mean? Like that's all, I don't know. Who the hell? Who's saying that? Scott Perry's telling like a media guy, "Yeah, Trae Young sucked." Like, no,
right?
That stuff cracks me up. Even if he missed every single shot in that workout, you can't like, dude. He's been on film for a full year. They've been scouting these kids since like freaking 15, 16 years old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you can't let one workout change your mind.
Who knows?
I never got that.
Who knows? Whatever. All this shit. That Bulls take. I think they're gonna go Wendell Carter Jr. there. Then where am I here? Then we got Cleveland.
Derek.
I really have no idea. I'm gonna say Michael Porter Jr. Juice, I like your theory. If like LeBron stays, it's like a, you know, it's like a, not like a quick fix. Obviously, if he's healthy, I mean, he could be really, you know, a key contributor, you know, right away. But
that was mine, bro.
What's up?
Yeah, that was
mine.
Oh fuck! My bad.
Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Where am I? I'm all disheveled now. Oh. I think the Knicks at at nine.
Nine.
They're gonna take McCall. Berman the God. He seems to know.
Boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
Now let me.
Boring.
Now let me let me just say something about McCall Bridges. Athletic Klay
First
Thompson.
Of all,
Athletic
is
Klay
McCall?
Thompson.
Is it McCall?
I think it's Michael.
Michael or McNichol? What the freak is
yeah,
it?
We
Michael,
said,
I should know.
We debated this on a previous pod, and I must have heard his name a thousand times in the last few weeks, and I still don't know.
Yeah, I say a different one every single time. Like, every time.
I think it's different. I think it's McCall. I think everyone else, all these analysts, I think no one really knows. But I think he's an athletic, longer Klay Thompson. No?
What?
Bold.
I think it's pronounced Michelle.
Yeah. I would think of more like Ariza, like a better shooting Ariza, hopefully. A little more athletic.
Right. Well, actually, Ariza's really athletic.
Something like that.
So you're saying he's more athletic than Ariza? Ariza's actually really like low-key kind of athletic.
He is athletic. Coming into the league, yeah. I mean, Bridges is athletic, man.
Right. Right. So
he pops out. He's definitely an above average athlete.
But think about it. I mean, you know, he's a 40%+ 3-point shooter. He plays defense. 7'2" wingspan. I mean, he seems like the most sure thing. So yeah, it's boring, but at the same time, you know, he's a piece. So
Not that it's just boring. I just don't see like star potential with him, and I feel like there's a few guys like Knox or Walker,
right?
That I just have more of an upside, and I think when you're in the Knick position, you kind of have to go for that higher upside guy.
Yeah, which would be like a Kevin.
You know
Knox.
What I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah. Which would be Knox, who I think Philly's.
I mean, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love Knox at nine.
Yeah,
I just don't think they're gonna take him there.
I don't think so either. I think Philly takes him at 10. And he's kind of like, where would you plug him in? I guess, yeah, he would play the 4 next to Embiid, right? Or would he play the 3? Yeah, he'd probably play the 3, right? 3 or 4, whatever.
He could play 4 on small lineups, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you got Saric, you have Covington.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of those.
They'll trade
one of them or a couple of them. They'll package. They're going to definitely... They're going to be so active this summer.
Yeah.
So active.
So yeah. I think with the draft, what's awesome about this is there's nobody has cap space really, except for, I think, the Lakers. So if you want to get your team better or make a change to your team, or, you know, you have to trade. So I'm looking forward. I think tomorrow we might see some action.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot. Teams that, like, have no shot next year that are just trying to offload bad contracts or whatever, like the Grizzlies are doing, stuff like that. There's definitely gonna be a ton of trades.
Now, who
will you know, it's funny. Go on, Tom.
No. Go ahead. I'll ask after.
No, I was saying one of the best websites is NBADraft.net. Not because it's just like a database, right? So last night I was just looking back at all the old. I fell in this like rabbit hole. Where I'm looking back at all the years and all the drafts and like who was supposed to be. You can look up the mocks and then you can also look what actually happened. And it's funny how like certain players, we all talk about everybody in the top 10, they're a superstar, they're going to be the next so-and-so, and they have the player comparison. And then like looking back, like I was looking yesterday, like if you look at the top 10, 4 or 5 of the guys will be good. two or three of them will be outright bust. Like, it's like total crapshoot.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think there's a lot of good. There's a lot of good players too that in the draft that are going to go like late 20s, in the 20s, like second round. There's a lot of depth in this draft.
Yeah,
but like we have like if you looked at last year, right? Last year, one was Fultz. He stunk. Two was Lonzo. He was all right, I guess. Yeah. Mediocre. Three, you got Tatum, who was beast. And then after that, everybody sucked, right? Like, Mitchell went late. Mitchell, I'm talking about like
top 10.
Darren Fox. Yeah, like Josh Jackson. Well, Frank Ntilikina. Like all these stuff.
He started tearing it up at the end of the year. Jackson. He's gonna be good.
Yeah, I mean, don't you got to give the guys like 3 years though? You got to give them like, you know,
yeah,
a few years to marinate, and then you can, I guess, fully evaluate it.
You got to give them three now because they all come out. They're all one and done.
Right.
Like Malik Monk. Is Malik Monk a bust?
I thought he finished the season good too. I think, right? Didn't he have a few games where he like went off? I thought
he's still very skinny, bro.
Yeah, he is.
I saw a picture of Lonzo Ball. He's jacked.
You don't remember that? The stick figure with Malik Monk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. I totally forgot about that. That was so funny.
The scout was just like, he had, like, this whole entire, like, thing for, like, every other player. Yeah. Like, Malik Monk was, he's very skinny.
That we were talking about that exactly a year ago. You know? We were talking about Malik Monk, Frank Nitti, Dennis Smith Jr. and Mitchell. Those were like the four guys, and you know, remains to be seen. But obviously,
that Mitchell guy, he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay, pretty good.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Last year, the Knicks needed a point guard, right?
Right.
And like, we would have done anything to get up and go get Fox, right? Like, what is Fox worth right now? He can't shoot, at least not yet. Like, would you trade nine for Fox?
No.
Isn't that weird how that works? Because it's just weird.
And that's also, like I was saying before, unless it's like you're thinking you're getting like a surefire, like, star, you don't trade up for guys that are kind of like, uncertain. You know what I mean? So that's why I don't want
to
trade up for
Fox. That's so crazy to me. Like, the idea that we would not trade nine to go get Fox, but Fox went like, Four, five, I think.
You
went five?
Dude, just look at the NFL, how often that happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, Hackenberg, drafted for a second round. You couldn't even get a seventh round pick for him, 2 years after? It happens all the time with these guys. Like, a good player, let's hope we can get a sixth round pick for him. I'm like, dude, you fucking drafted him in the first round. What do you mean?
I know.
It happens all the time.
The draft.
But NBA, it's weird how... Yeah. It's very just a crapshoot.
It's fun, but yeah, it's
who's one guy? Stuff. Who's one guy you think is going to be a bust?
Most bust proof? You mean out of the guys we mentioned in the top 10, obviously?
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson.
The easy one is Trey, but yeah, I kind of agree with Paul there. Jaren Jackson, what? He's you know, the hope is he's what? Bill Russell that shoots threes.
Yeah, he just—I don't know. Like, I like him. Like, I think he's got a lot of potential, but like, he might be one of those guys. It's just like it just never clicks. You know what I mean? He gives me like the Isaac vibes a little bit.
His form on his shot.
He's a better player than Isaac. Yeah.
His form on his shot is so freaking weird. It's like a mix of Noah and I don't know.
Yeah, he shoots.
Someone who's never played
like
basketball before? It's so weird, the form. But
I guess because, you know, 6'11", maybe he's kind of awkward just growing into his body, but I don't know. There's something about him. I can't explain it. I feel like he's going to be kind of a washout.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Trey's the obvious, like, easy one.
One guy
outside of that, I think they'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, the one that's the most intriguing, and the guy who, I mean, if it was, you know, the Knicks had the number one pick, man, and it seems like he wants to be here, judging by that commercial, is Luka the God. I mean...
So you would take you would take Luka over Ayton?
Yes. I think Luka...
I would,
gosh.
I think he's special, and he...
I would, yeah.
Yeah, and he, and obviously him and Porzingis have a relationship, because, you know, KP was training over there in Real Madrid, and you know, Luka makes a point in that commercial to not only talk about Porzingis, but claim to be the king of New York, which every player seems to do these days, freaking LeBron, but I don't know.
Yeah, stupid.
Obviously, yeah, wishful thinking. Speaking of LeBron.
Who's some like, late first rounders or whatever other first rounders you think that you guys know of that'll... I think it'll be a turnout that's not getting talked about now that's going to, you know, really make
it. I like everybody that's on Kentucky. Everybody.
Yeah, you're on the Alexander wagon for sure.
I like him. And then who's the other guy that they got that, now I'm drawing a blank on his name.
You like Diallo?
Yeah, Diallo.
I do like Diallo. I like his, like, athletic... I don't know. He's just intriguing. Maybe for like second round, I like Diallo. But.
Well, there's Wenyen Gabriel, but he's not going to go anywhere. Jared Vanderbilt, you're not thinking of, are you?
Maybe.
No, not him.
Who are you thinking of?
I don't really, like, in the second round, I mean, I really don't know anything.
There's a lot, man. There's Wagner, Javon Carter. The one guy I really like. He's going to go, like, top 15. Jerome Robinson. He's probably going to go, like, in the early 20s from Boston College.
Jay Billis was talking about
him. So good. All year I watched it. He's like a better version of Richard Hamilton with more range. He's so good. I love him.
So what's the deal? Why is he going higher?
I don't know. He wasn't recruited out of high school at all. But I don't know. He's risen up. Like, he wasn't even really on the draft board before this year, and he's already up to, I think, like 15 to 20 range.
Okay.
They said he's the fastest riser in the draft.
Who's
the kid from? Who's the kid from Tulane?
Oh, what's his name?
Oh yeah, that guy's a freak.
I think it's Melvin Frazier or something.
He's a freak athlete.
I haven't seen him play. I saw him play at the combine. He definitely stands out.
Yeah, he's a
crazy athlete.
Yeah, crazy athlete. I don't really know.
I didn't watch, like, any games with him.
He'd be the first.
Nick is one kid. He's from high school. IMG and Anthony Simmons,
yeah. What's his deal?
Yeah. He was going to Louisville and the whole thing happened. He was committed there. He'd probably be like a year away from, like, he'd need some little time, probably in the G League, but his potential is crazy. He's one guy that I would love to look at. Would take, you said Wagner? He'd be another one. I don't think he's going to get out of the first round. Somebody will pull the trigger on him.
Okay.
What about DiVincenzo?
DiVincenzo, he's going to be in Boston. I know that. That's happening.
Yeah.
Grayson Allen will be a Warrior. I know that's happening.
Yep. Wow.
Why do you think that?
They just want to be real. They just want to be hated.
it just fits too much. It fits too much.
Yeah, they like the villain. They like being the villains now. Why not bring on, you know?
And they kind of need that too. So they can never have enough 3-point shooting, and, you know.
Yep. Why not? You know.
Outside of that, though, I mean, I hope the Knicks, like, they buy, like, a couple picks or something, like, even more. Like,
well,
I don't know.
Well, they worked out Aaron Holiday and a bunch of other late first round guys, which leads me to believe that. Who knows? Maybe they're doing something.
He's good. He's a good shooter. I just hope they're active. You know, it'll just be so like them just to sit there, not do anything. You know, I'm not saying, like, make a trade, but, like, I don't know, acquire more picks for the future. Something, just back picks. People are always trying to trade these picks because, so, like, doesn't one team have like 10 draft, 7 draft picks or something like that? Is that Philly?
Yeah, I think it's,
I think Philly.
Yeah, I think in Philly.
The second round, they have six. They can't keep
all of them. So, you know, be aggressive trying to get them.
Is there anybody you think that will drop? Like, holy shit, this person. Like, maybe Porter because of his back. But anybody
I think Young might.
I think Young and Porter. Those are the two, I think. They seem like the most obvious.
Maybe. Well.
Darren Jackson?
Yeah, that's about it. That's probably about it. Who?
Darren Jackson?
Darren Jackson, nah. People, they're so in love with like that potential and size, and they won't pass him up.
Yeah.
I think Bagley's not getting talked about enough. Like, I think he's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, he is.
Like, good. What guy just averages like 21-10 as like a freaking, the guy just turned like 18. He should be in high school right now, like just going into college.
Krzyzewski is raving about him. He said he hasn't felt this way about one of his guys since Kyrie Irving left.
Yeah. He's kind of like, I don't know. Yeah, he's going to be, I don't think he's getting hyped up enough. He's like Bosch, Derek Coleman-ish. And he can shoot.
His body, I feel like when he fills out a little bit, he's going to look like Amari Stoudemire a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's going to fill out. He's definitely going to fill out.
Yeah.
He's aggressive, too. He's got, like, a mentality. Like, he's fucking really aggressive. And
great motor.
He's just a beast. He knows he's a beast, and he attacks everybody.
Just needs to work on defense.
Like, you don't have to worry about his, like, competitiveness or anything like that.
I think that's probably the best thing you could say about a player. Like, if the guy's got the motor, that means he's going to be in the gym and just working. He's the one guy I heard... one of his interviews, he was saying that he wanted to go to Sacramento, and I forgot who it was. I think it was on ESPN. And the interviewer was like, well, a lot of people don't want to go there. Why do you want to go there? And he's like, because I could just go there and work on my game. And I don't have to worry about anything. He's like, I'll just be in the gym all the time.
He said that?
Guys like that will fail.
That's like Giannis.
What about Kawhi situation?
That's like Giannis. Giannis was saying he likes Milwaukee because he doesn't like to go out. He can just concentrate on his game. Makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah, guys like that, like, I don't know. They're all rich. Some guys, I don't know, maybe it's a European thing. Like, they're just not impressed by a lot of this bullshit.
We're having a party.
Yeah.
He's got his girlfriend. He's got his family. He's now, like, I think he's, like, on a tour around America just trying, like, food that we eat here.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
the other day, he tweeted something like, trying Kool-Aid for the first time. Delicious. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, oh, good for Giannis. that's so funny. One thing he shouldn't try is toots. Did you guys see this with Swaggy P? Outside of a club?
Oh,
was it outside of One Oak?
Oh, my God.
I mean...
What happened?
He said that cocaine should be legal. So.
They asked him about... So our northern neighbors, Canada, they just legalized... they just legalized marijuana today, federally. And I guess they asked Swaggy P, who was coming out of the club, coming out of One Oak, I guess in L.A., and he was clearly intoxicated and probably coked up. And yeah, so. gotta love
good him, job, Nicholas. Yeah, he's a character. Yeah. Sure.
His biggest mistake was
Tone, you know about this. A quick question about this recreational use or whatever. So does that mean, like, you can just, like, sit on a park bench with, like, a 3-foot bong? Or is it, like, have to be, like, in certain...
No. It'll be regulated like alcohol, I'm sure. That's how it is in the States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the States, it's legal. It's funny, though. I did speak to my brother today, and he was just in Colorado. He said, and this is a fact, there are more dispensaries than Starbucks in the state of Colorado.
Oh, wow. I believe it.
So, how about that?
I definitely believe it.
So, guys.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear about my Thursday? What I'm doing tomorrow?
Sure.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm waking up early. I'm going to be at the hospital at 7 a.m. I'm scrubbing into the OR. I'm watching a kidney get transplanted into a human being.
Jeez. Human? A human?
Human.
Wait, so, like, you have to watch it?
Yeah, a kidney getting taken out of someone. And then it's a live person, a living donor, it's not deceased. So the person's donating their kidney. And then they take it out. And then they clean it, snip it up, clean it. And then they transplant it into another person who needs it.
Damn, how long does that take?
I think I'll be there for at least like 5 hours. They told me to wear a comfortable sneaker, so I think I'll be standing a lot. So probably like 5 or 6 hours. Hopefully there's no complications with it.
Are you like...
And then after that, I'm going to eat a big late lunch, early dinner. And then I'm heading to Brooklyn and I'm going to the NBA draft.
Oh!
Oh, you're going? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're going. How long have you known this?
Just as of like 2 days ago. Adam came through with some tickets. He's like, you want to go? And I made arrangements to get all my schoolwork done. Now I'm going. I might wear a suit just in case they call my name.
That's what's up.
I was going to say, what are you going to wear?
I had a secret workout with the Orlando Magic.
Oh, God. actually, these guys, they're allowed to bring like 2 people up with them this year on the stage.
What?
So you could...
Really?
Yeah. You get like 2... I don't know if it's limited to family members or they just get to pick 2 people, but yeah. They walk up on the stage with them. 2 people.
What if Luka brings Porzingis?
Wow.
And his brother.
And Luke.
What if nobody likes the Knicks pick? Should I like just be booing and crying so they could like show me on TV?
You should
do something crazy, yeah.
You should make friends with McCall and like you should go up to him and call him McCall and he's like, oh my God, you're the first person ever to pronounce my name right. And he's like, you know, come with me and then brings you up on stage. How cool would that be?
Sure.
Hey, Michelle Bridges. How are you?
How does this work with seating? Is it like the bottom level is tickets and then it's like general admission pricing for like the rest of it, or is there like tiers of it? Like,
I have no idea. Actually, I'm very bad luck. So I went to the draft in I think it was 2002, where we have the 7th pick, and then we drafted Nene and traded it for Antonio McDyke. And McDyke,
oh my god,
oh
training
my god,
fucking oh disaster. My god.
Disaster.
Yeah, should we go over all the Knick busts real quick?
No. Let's pivot here.
Enough?
Let's pivot here. Where's LeBron going?
Gun to my head.
Yeah, gun to your head. Juice, you go first.
He's staying in Cleveland.
Okay, Paul.
Philly.
Okay, I say Cleveland too. I think he gets like Paul George and they get one other like guy, maybe like a Kemba or something like that, and he's cool with
that. I think he wants to like he wants a reason to stay, but if there's not a reason, then he's just gonna get out of there.
But like, all right, you said gun to your head, pick one. I said Cleveland. I'm like 51% sure he might go. Like I don't know. Like his kids going
of course.
Out
no
to
one
Cali.
Knows. No one knows. You know, everyone's
but
just
like,
taking a
how's Cleveland
doing a
do
high
it? Cleveland.
Yeah.
Portland's not going to accept like Kevin Love and the 8th pick for Damian Lillard, right? They're not going to do that, would they?
No,
I don't think so.
Actually,
would you?
No, hell no, no way.
Would Indiana
Dame
do?
Dame Lillard's fucking awesome. Like, it's not his fault they run into these tough playoff. I mean. He's really good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade.
Would Portland do Kevin Love and 8 for CJ McCollum?
Yeah. I think they do that.
I could see that cuz isn't CJ McCollum like from Cleveland too? And Kevin Love's from Portland, so that kind of makes sense, right?
Well, is he from Ohio? I went to Lehigh. I don't know. Where's Lehigh? Pennsylvania?
Maybe. I don't know. I might be off.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know where he's from.
Or would Indiana do Miles Turner for Kevin Love straight up?
Nah. What's the benefit
like,
of that for
gotta,
Indiana?
They got to do deals.
They don't have to pay Miles Turner.
They got to do deals. They got to revamp the team because Cleveland's not beating Boston next year. I don't think so. Cleveland's not beating Philly next year.
Aaron Judge, let's go.
All right, gun to your head. Where's Kawhi? Where's Kawhi going?
He's going to the East Coast, Harry. Miami. He's going to be a Heat.
A Heat?
Wow. For what? You said that before. Why do you think he's going to Miami?
He's just got a feeling. Like, he fits it there. I think Riley will do like every, like he could put, they can put a very good package for Kawhi. I don't think.
Who? Like Justice Winslow?
Yeah, Winslow, Waiters, Dragic, Whiteside, Pick.
That was the whole team.
Bam, bam.
No, I'm just saying. Like, Josh Richardson. Yeah, like, yo, they got a lot of people. Like, they can put a nice
one carnival cruise ship.
Yeah.
Dan Lebatard.
I think he's going to LA Clippers. I think that way you get him to LA, but he's not going to the Lakers. Jerry West will make it happen. They have. Both they have what 12 and 13. They have the picks. They have
it also
Melo,
yeah,
Beverly,
yeah, Melo,
Tobias.
All right, so
they'll get it done.
This is what I think. Him and Pop, they're supposed to meet in like San Diego tomorrow or something like that. Or they met last Friday. I don't know what the
no, they met already.
They met today. They met today or yesterday.
Yesterday.
So this is why I think. Pop says.
Oh, get on the tweeter.
Pop says I talked to LeBron. He's coming. He's coming to the Riverwalk. He's coming to the Alamo, baby. What do you say?
Yeah. Kawhi would be like, Pop, nice try, but I was just with LeBron like for a week last week, and he said there's no way in hell I'm coming to San Antonio.
So you see
players, I feel like these players, they all know like kinda like what who's leaning where and what the real deal, you know what I mean?
Well, did you see there was some coach in Houston or something like that, like a high school coach saying, hey, thanks LeBron for stopping by and blah, 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 and then he deleted the tweet. Did you see that? That was like on like...
Really?
Yeah, that was like all over yesterday.
Bizarre.
Bronny's going to Houston schools? I don't freaking know.
I think everything's going to be on hold. You know, there'll be trades on draft day, but like until LeBron makes his decision, everything's just going to be like frozen. You know what I mean? Trade-wise, like the big trades, like if Boogie's going to get traded, something like that, or Kawhi, or those big, they're all going to wait for LeBron.
Yeah, that's what happened the last two times. In the meantime, we're going to see.
So Kyle Quinn can't sign anywhere until LeBron signs? That's fucked.
Well, I was about to say.
Man, we gotta wait.
I was about to say, in the meantime, we're gonna see, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, Dwight Howard getting traded for Mozgov in 2 seconds. Like, stupid shit. You know what I mean? Stuff, you know, doesn't really impact the league.
Bro, the Knicks have no big men if Cantor opts out. Like, none.
I don't think he's opting out.
I think.
He's got a real. How much is it? $18 million.
I think it's 18. Who's gonna pay him 20? I don't think anybody's gonna pay.
He'd be a fool to opt out, but maybe he wants just like long term.
Yeah.
But any team that gives him a long term, anybody that gives him a long term deal is like, they're fucking.
Do you think Fizz can turn him into a defensive player? Because that's really all he's lacking.
No.
You know what I mean? Like just.
Well, the thing is, it's not effort with him. He tries. He's just his like foot. I don't know.
He just can't. Yeah,
his
can't
awareness.
He
doesn't know. His awareness. He's just dumb. He's like
And you don't think Fizz can teach? You know? I mean, I don't know.
Fizz can teach him. Fizz can't teach him how to play defense, but I bet you Fizz can teach him how to space the floor, and he'll shoot threes.
Oh yeah, you saw the video.
Well, there was a video. I saw the video the other day. Him like shooting threes, but do we want? And is Cantor shooting threes?
No. He needs to be crashing the boards.
Somebody else has got to get down low.
Yeah, that's his best quality.
We have Luke Cornett, son.
Oh, yeah, we got Cornett.
They better trade up and get Wendell Carter.
Yeah.
I would like that. Like Wendell Carter Jr. I would like that if he dropped to the Knicks somehow, putting him next to KP. He's like Al Horford.
Like Wendell a lot.
He is. If he wasn't, if Bagley wasn't taking a lot of his like shine away, oh, my God, he would dominate. He still did dumb. He put up great numbers, and he was sharing, you know, all the attention with Bagley. It was tough.
Yeah,
it's weird. Like, if I were to do like my power rankings or like who I think
should go are the top 10 players. Like, I have Wendell Carter higher than all these big men, and I have Bagley high, but, like, I don't know. I don't have Jaren Jackson high. I don't have Porter that high. Like, it's weird. I think a lot of people aren't getting their due. Like, Bagley's not getting any hype because everybody's talking about Luka, and then Wendell's not getting any hype because Bagley was better than him on Duke.
Like, how high do you rate Porzingis' got spot?
His what?
His what?
His yacht thought.
Oh, his yacht thought? I don't know. She was, you know.
Did you see him jumping off that boat? His knee looks good.
Bro, what is he doing? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know, man. You know, that's another
thing. Like, live your life, but damn, bro. Like, at least make sure paparazzi's not stepping photos of you doing cannonballs into the fucking Mediterranean.
Yeah, he is.
He's
so
fine. He's fine.
He's so ballsy.
Okay,
man.
Then if he's fine, then you better be playing next year.
I don't know, man.
This guy.
Yeah, this freaking guy.
Oh my god.
Guys, real quick, World Cup. Nah, any thoughts?
Whatever. The water, the salt water is good for the body. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Any thoughts, real quick? Any thoughts on the World Cup? You guys been tuning in at all? I know it's like middle of the day.
Yeah, I know. Like USA, they're having a tough time, but I think Colombia.
Nice little troll.
I want. I don't know, man. I can't like wake up early morning. I'm like at work when these games are going on.
I watch it at work. Like I was watching Japan, Colombia. What's up with Russia? They're like dominating. I know they haven't played anybody yet, but like I don't know, man. Maybe they got that. Yeah.
Well, they got the
it's
home.
So, like, there's
home
a lot
field.
Of like parity now. There's so much parity inside, like more than there ever was.
No, it's true. Like Spain, you know, they almost, you know, Iran had a few chances today where they could have easily, you know, took that game. Brazil tied. I mean,
think about that.
Germany.
Think about that. Iran and Spain. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's definitely not like it was.
Morocco played Portugal close. I mean, a bunch of these teams. Yeah, it's been quite the parity, which is nice, but yeah, it sucks not having U.S., Italy, and you know.
Yeah.
But
there's so many countries or the players that have dual citizenship, and they, you know, they can float around like a different country, kind of. They can pick and choose. So, you know, I'm sure on the Iranian team, there's a guy who fucking is like from Italy on the team. You know what I mean? Like it's different now.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, think about it. Look at just America. Like, there's guys that they get to choose between, you know, am I going to play with Italy or America? Am I going to play with Mexico or America? Germany, America. I'm saying, like, it goes with that for a lot of other countries, too, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you,
Junk.
I mean, you know, since there's no U.S., no Italy, I ultimately want, I mean, Ronaldo's just incredible. I think him and LeBron are the two top, when aliens are looking from space and they're watching sports, they're watching those two guys. You know what I mean? Like, those are the guys. Ronaldo is, I think he's better than Messi now. He's proving it. I want to see, you know, Portugal or Argentina. I want to see one of those two guys win a cup. You know, I think that's what both of them are kind of missing. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for in the end.
I'll start getting into it more. I haven't watched as much as I wanted to, but I'm going to start watching it more.
Right.
It's going to get good. Because, like, what is it? Is it all, like, I know there's a game like early, right? Like 8 or 9
a.m.?
Yeah,
11. I think it's 8, 11, and 2 are the times. So by like, you know, 4 o'clock, it's all over. You know what I mean? It's like, up.
I mean, if people, not many people can watch it. It's tough. So there's definitely not a lot of people watching.
Yeah, like I've watched most of the World Cup.
In America.
Right.
Like, working. So.
Right. I've watched most of the World Cup like on my phone on the Fox Sports Go app. So.
Josh, is there a TV in the kidney transplant room that you can watch? Or
no, I want to bring candy, bro.
Probably do that, no?
Candy? You want to eat when you're watching a kidney? God damn.
I don't know. You never saw
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd want it. That's like the only. I don't think I'd want to eat like for a while after watching that.
No, they. It's not actually. They ask people if they're squeamish. It's not the actual operation, the surgery that freaks people out. I think there's a part of the procedure, and I forgot what it's called, But yeah. In order to stop blood flow, essentially, like, they burn your flesh.
Right.
And it's, oh my God. Really, it smells like burning flesh.
Oh.
And that's when some people smell that, they get freaked out and then they get sick.
Which brings us to the point. You know, remember, Josh, you probably know Tim, he's so afraid of blood. If he sees just like a little bit of blood, he like passes out and he like freaks out.
Someone said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people.
Let's hope that he's okay. Because let's give a congrats. He just had his baby boy, Timmy Jr. So hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Salute.
He was awake for that and didn't freak out when that was going on. That can get pretty messy.
Oh man, I can't even imagine. Yeah.
Did any of you guys watch the Simmons show on NBA Final?
No, you know what? It's funny. I was listening to him before, and he mentioned it. I forgot it debuted last night. I was like, shit, that would have been nice to talk about on the pod.
I didn't watch it. I taped it. I'll check it out.
Okay, so none of us have watched it.
It was all right. It's fucking Stephen Curry showing his pregame shots, hopping around, and. You know, knowing that he's the shit and the Warriors just being cocky and I don't know.
So is it Hard Knocks, but whatever. Like NBA? Like, is it exact, like, format? Like, exact same type of format?
Nah, it was different. It was different. Like, a lot of music, like a lot of, like, slow motion, like, montages and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was, like, a little, like, over the top. Especially when you know that it was a freaking sweep. It just happened after game one, and it did it or a couple days after like game one, and it did like a quick like 30-minute one. It'd be different. Everyone kind of like moved on. You know what I mean? Like it's
right, like that.
Yeah, game, it's kind of like anticlimactic. I bet.
Yeah, a sweep. Yeah, yeah. The series was whack after game one. Like that, the finals feel like months ago. You know what I mean? Like everyone's like
moved on.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah. But I'll check it out.
The real offseason where the Knicks win championships.
Yeah, we got, you know.
What?
Doesn't Summer League start like Friday? Like right after the draft. Like they get right into it. Vegas.
Oh, where are they? Florida? First of all, we have to figure out this bet with Frank Ntilikina and the pig's ears.
Oh, what was the bet we made again?
If Frank averages more than 12 points per game.
Shit, did we save that stuff?
Frank's getting jacked right now. Frank's in the gym, pumping.
I'll pay for the meal for the pigs, whatever. What's it called? The pigs,
Spotted pig? What's it called? The spotted, she knows the name of it.
Spotted pig?
The spotted pig, is that the name of the restaurant? Yeah, no, what is it? Yeah. He needs to average 12 points, either 12 points a game. Was it more than 8 assists? More than 40% from three-point range. More than 2 steals. And I forget what else. Right?
So one thing out of 5 things has to happen for you. And just what the fuck?
I don't know. What about that video of him dribbling the ball? How about that handle?
Yeah,
I wasn't even impressed with that handle, actually.
You weren't?
I know.
No, that's hard to do.
We could do that.
What?
We could do that.
In my prime, I don't think I could have done that. I mean, that was like...
Yes, you could have. Tone, your handle is nice. Yes, you could have.
But that...
This is a lottery pick, dude. I mean...
Brickley is counting off, and I think once it gets like 9 or 10, he like messes up too.
Yeah, but he like rebounds. He gets it back. I don't know. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, all the comments on it were like, wow, you know, like he wasn't getting hate on the comments. So, you know,
as long as little Frankie's trying, that's all I can ask for.
I was more impressed that he's putting on weight.
Yeah,
that's most important. Yeah, weight.
Yeah, putting on weight up. You know, maybe growing a little facial hair. I mean, he's still a baby at the end of the day. So, he's still growing.
Yeah,
he's growing.
A haircut.
He's growing too. They said he grew an inch. Like he's like six. He's like
6'11". Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's wishful thinking, but if he can get to
He's not. He's not going to be a point guard. He's going to be like a wing guard.
I don't know, man. I think. It remains to be seen.
I don't want them to force him to be a point guard if that's not like his strength, you know?
But he seems so unselfish.
He'll figure that out.
That he is a point guard. You know what I mean? He's so unselfish. And he's actually...
That's fine. I mean, he could be a good passing wing.
That's true.
He'll figure that out real quick. You know, I think the one good thing that I do like is from the beginning, from the moment he got drafted, everybody has been vocal about saying they should have taken Dennis Smith. And now, like, you know, when you hear that, you're like, what the fuck? I'm good too, you know? So I think he's working hard.
Yeah.
And then when he struggled and Dennis was doing all right, and now Donovan's killing it, everybody says Frank's a bust. So it's all like motivating. I think it's motivating him to get in. Not stay in France. Like, he's over here working out. And I think he wants to be good and shut everybody up.
Yeah, which I like. So, you know, trust the process.
Yeah, man, it is what it is with Frankie.
Yeah. So. We'll see.
Big year for Frankie boy. Big year.
Frankie baby. How you doing?
What about Josh, you think Fizdale's wife will be there tomorrow? Are they married or is that his girlfriend?
They're married. The picture. Remember the picture at the Indian wedding?
Indian wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. George. Whatever. Just young, like a lot. Oh shit! This guy hitting the. You watching the Yanks?
Oh no, I don't have it on. I'll put it on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You guys what?
Did
you watch Westworld or what? Did you guys catch up or no?
No, tonight maybe.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I watched, but yeah.
You good.
Yeah. And Billions, bro. We're gonna talk about that a little bit.
Billions is good.
Yeah, they ended it real well.
Yeah, I thought they ended it good. I mean, I kind of like how they're turning it around and making Axe and Chuck, you know, kind of team up together and take down the people that I guess they originally fucked over and then got fucked over by. But you know, you get the point. So
Yeah.
Eventually, sure. You know, they're gonna turn on each other, I guess.
Probably in season 8 or something like that. Hopefully they only do like 5 seasons.
How do you think Taylor would do on The Bachelorette?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, you watched The Bachelorette? It's awesome.
I gotta check it out. So many people talk about it. I gotta check it out. Mondays?
Yeah, Mondays 8 to 10. That was great. That guy Clay, the NFL player who. He had to come to the Bachelorette to get injured, so they played like a football game, like a flag football game or something like that. And he, would he like break his thumb juice?
Yeah.
And he had to go home.
Is he in the NFL? Like,
yes,
real,
yes. He plays for the Bears,
the
NFL, I think.
Yeah.
Or the Vikings? Oh, really? Bears or shit. I forget who, but yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Speaking of the NFL, Danny D. Doing what? Mini camp, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, man. Making headlines. I'm liking
Fuck it
so
it, Jerome.
Far.
Dude, I don't even want to hear it. Saquon, or should I say Saquad, is on the ESPN body issue, all right? So you have your tank bank material given to you.
Yeah. Saquon, he's gonna be good, though. He's very good.
Yeah, I mean, OTAs... Schmotiers, you know, whatever you want to call them. I don't know.
It means absolutely nothing, but it's better than the normal jet mini camp. Like, dude, this guy just threw the ball like 80 feet over the. It hit a reporter. It hit a reporter in the head.
Yep.
Like that's what we're used to hearing. So anything beats that.
Yeah, this time last year we were hearing, like, another reporter hit by a Hackenberg pass. It's like, oh my god. Only the Jets.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, no, this is a nice change. So, we'll see. I like the kid so far, so, you know, remains to be seen. But,
sure.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy tomorrow night. I'm sure we'll be talking about it. And remember, no tweeter.
No, I think all the websites agree not to post spoilers.
Oh, really? Good. Okay.
There's always that one douche who does and then retweets it, and then it's like all over, and I'm just going to stay off of it.
Yeah. Wait, I have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
The Lakers have acquired the 39th pick in the draft from the 76ers. Lakers will send Philly its 2019 second-round pick via Bulls and cash.
See? Bro, why can't the Knicks do that? That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Oh, man. Fuck.
We'll see. Salud.
All
right,
guys.
All right. Juice. Later.
Ciao. Soon.
You're welcome. You're welcome.